the Green Party of Northern Ireland's Deputy Leader, Claire Bailey, and candidate for South Belfast. Claire, we're here at the Green Party conference. Just what have you picked up from the mood today?
I think the mood's been very buoyant today. It's been really good. I've attended quite a few AGMs over the past years of being involved with the party, and this is certainly the biggest turnout that we've seen. I think that's relative with given the surge in membership that we've had as well, and people are feeling good, and I think the party's looking good, and we're certainly taking our place, I think, and getting serious in politics in Northern Ireland.
Now, you were saying earlier in some of your remarks about the need to create your own green surge here, like there's been in Scotland and like there's been in England. First off, how do you think that the Green Party in Northern Ireland can do that?
Well, I think Northern Ireland in general, we are really quite politically juvenile, if I can say that, because our institutions haven't been about for very long. So when we look at what's happened in England with their Green Surge and in Scotland, I mean, their systems and parties and governance have been up and running for an awful long time. What we're seeing here in Northern Ireland is that the people are starting to acknowledge and recognise and see that the system that we're putting in place or allowing to take place is not actually meeting their needs and not representing their voices. So I don't think we're going to have to wait very long to see the green surge coming.
Okay, now you're a candidate in this upcoming election in South Belfast. What's motivated you to actually stand up and put your name forward for South Belfast this time?
Because I've been getting a lot of support over the. I've stood in 2011 and last year in 2014. And 2014 I polled 8% of first preference votes in South and Botanic Ward, which I just was absolutely overwhelmed at. I mean, that's an absolute honour to receive. I've worked hard to build up that trust and respect from the electorate, and I think that they give me a very clear sign that South Belfast is wanting a green voice in their politics.
Okay. What do you plan to run on? What is it? If you name me your top three priorities over the next 7 weeks.
My number one top priority is gender balance and women's issues being put firmly on the agenda. I think when we talk about peace and security, our political parties are obsessed with talking about it, but when we look at how that plays out for women, it's whose peace and whose security, because it's certainly not ours. Another one is the economy and welfare reform. I do not think that we're putting in place the right mechanisms to protect the most vulnerable as well. We have different ideas, and the other one then would be in terms of revenue raising. What type of society do we want to be creating? We're going for a Westminster government here. We have to be working UK-wide, and we need to take our seats, and we need to be doing that.
Just always curious about people who join parties like the Greens. Why the Greens for you? What is it that attracts you to this political party? In South Belfast in particular, you've got the SDLP, you've got Lance, Sinn Féin. What attracted you to the Greens?
What attracted me to the Greens was my unattraction to the rest of the parties, to be honest with you. They've been there for longer than I've been alive, and never once have they attracted me. You know, they've never spoke my language, they've never represented my thoughts, and I've never felt like they've included me. So when I decided to get involved in formal politics, I had a look around and I discovered that the Greens were an actual real political party and not just a lobbying group. So social justice is at the heart of what I want to see as the core principle in any political decision making, and social justice is what I believe that the Green Party represents best.
No. Yourself and Ross Brown would be the two highest profile Westminster candidate. Oh, sorry.
And Stephen, and your leader.
Sorry. So you've got three. Do you have any targets for yourself in South Belfast? Do you have any electoral targets for yourself in South Belfast? Because, of course, South Belfast is an interesting seat. It's marginal.
Yeah.
DUP Martina Mueller's in there as well.
Yeah.
Do you set yourself any sights as to how you hope you'll do?
We're hoping to, sort of adding together the whole of the vote for all the candidates that we ran within the local elections, and we need to make sure that everybody who voted one for Green is given the opportunity to vote one for vote X for Green this time, sorry, for Westminster, and keep and build upon that, because really what we're doing is entering the Assembly elections for the following year, because I do firmly believe that we will run the full term with this government, that the mandate will be met. I've no doubts about that. I can't imagine them giving up their power. So we will be facing the Assembly elections in 2017, and it's about keeping the Green vote there, keeping the Green name on the ballot. It's about building trust, building that relationship, and getting respect back from the voters. When we come to the Assembly, we'll be facing the same situation as we are in terms of political representation. So it's about making ourselves relevant and valid.
And where do you think, just one final question before I let you go, where do you think the Green Party, in terms of the broad political spectrum, where would you like to see it placed? Because, of course, there's been a lot of rhetoric about welfare reform and things like that. Is that more left wing line? Is on economic issues? Is that something you would like to see a bit more of?
Yes, I certainly would. I do think that the Greens come out the most left in terms of our political parties in Northern Ireland. And I was at a recent hustings where Alistair MacDonald claimed to be on the Labour side of politics, but then admitted, you know, but we're all really conservative, no matter what kind of a size C you want to put on that, you know. And I had to pull him up and, sorry, you know, the only C with me is the C for Clare, and there's nothing conservative about me, you know. So this is meant to be that our social democratic and Labour mm-hmm. representation still calls itself conservative. Mm-hmm. So that tells you a lot.
Okay, Clare Bailey, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.